An American Airlines flight was detained on the tarmac at San Jose Airport this afternoon after arriving from Tokyo. Five people on board complained of symptoms similar to severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, an unexplained pneumonia that first appeared in China and Hong Kong. It now turns out none of those passengers, in fact, has SARS. Joining us now to discuss this incident is NPR's John McChesney. John, why was the plane detained in the first place, and who made that decision?
Well, it turns out the pilot radioed ahead that some of his passengers were exhibiting symptoms that could be related to SARS. So Santa Clara County health officials requested that the plane be detained so they could meet the passengers and assess the situation. They said it seemed like a prudent thing to do, given the fact that they'd heard reports that the disease appears to have been transmitted on some other flights originating in Asian countries.
And what happened to these five passengers after they got off the airplane?
Well, two of them were examined by a county health official and immediately released, sent home. Three others were sent on to an acute an isolation ward in a hospital, but they've since been released, and the docs say they don't have the disease. All the other passengers were briefed on symptoms of SARS and told to monitor themselves for the next 10 days. The symptoms, by the way, are fever over 100 and aches and pains and coughing or shortness of breath.
So it seems like this was a false alarm. Was it an overreaction, do you think, on the part of officials out there in California?
Well, it seems in hindsight that it was an overreaction. You can try to figure out whether it was an overreaction on the part of the flight crew or on the part of Santa Clara County health officials. Dr. Karen Smith of Santa Clara County Health Department, who did the examination to the passengers, said very diplomatically when she was asked whether it was an overreaction, she said, "It's a difficult call." She went on to say that we clearly need some kind of national policy on this, that what we saw this afternoon with all the flashing lights on the tarmac and everything is very alarming and very expensive. She said, quote, "If every flight coming in from Asia has to go through a similar process, I just don't see how this is possible." It's worth noting here, by the way, that Japan has had no reported cases of SARS, and this flight originated in Tokyo. There were earlier reports that some passengers from Hong Kong had transferred to this flight, and Hong Kong has had one of the most severe outbreaks of SARS.
And John, why is there such a concern about SARS and airplanes?
Well, there have been a couple of reported infections from flights in and out of Asia, on China Airlines, for example. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization say that SARS mainly spreads through close contact, that you have to come into contact with bodily fluids, but that can happen through sneezes or coughs from an infected person. And there was an estimate put out the other day that said people should only be concerned if they were sitting two rows in front or two rows behind a person with SARS. That would be a little hard to figure out unless later the person was reported to have SARS. And those reports, I think, are clearly making people very nervous. It's worth noting that in the vast majority of cases, people may get sick, but they do recover. There have been about 1,600 cases of SARS worldwide, but only 4% have died. And of the 70 cases in the United States, none have been fatal.
What else, John, is being done about air travel between the United States and Asia?
The CDC has been out meeting airplanes arriving from Hong Kong and mainland China and other affected countries, and they're handing out information cards to people, telling them what to watch out for and to seek medical assistance immediately if they start coming down with what appears to be a cold. The World Health Organization has been advising airline employees in Asia to ask passengers if they had any symptoms of SARS, and if they do, then they're asked not to board. There have also been advisories to Americans to avoid unnecessary travel to mainland China or Hong Kong or Singapore or Hanoi. So there's been a fair amount of attention being paid to these airlines arriving from the Far East.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's John McChesney.